Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's saint, children, is Saint Thomas of Villanova, and he was born all the way over in Spain in the year 1488. And he grew up in a very pious family, and when he got to be in his later teens, he entered into a nearby college and studied very well. He was very bright. He was a bit absent-minded and forgetful at times, which kind of was a peculiar thing for him. But he worked so hard to overcome these things that not only did he graduate from college, but he soon afterwards became a professor there and taught at that very same college and taught the students philosophy. Well, after a little bit of time teaching in the college, he knew that God was calling him to something more, and he entered the Augustinian order in 1516, and a few years later was made a priest. Well, soon after his ordination, he began to preach at different churches, and he became very well known for his preaching. People would come from all over to hear him preach on various topics. In fact, one time, the emperor came and found him, had heard about his preaching, and went out of his way to go and hear Saint Thomas preach. And when the emperor, Charles V, had heard him, he responded that his preaching and his sermon was so powerful that he could even move rocks. And so the emperor would come often to try to hear him speak and was so impressed by him that, having as much power as he did at that time, he decided that he wanted St. Thomas to become a bishop. And he offered him a position because he knew that he could get the approval from the Pope to put this man as a bishop in Granada. Well, St. Thomas refused him and told him he didn't want that position as a bishop. And again he got offered that same point of becoming bishop, and he continually refused until finally his superior told him, "No, this is God's will for you. You have to take that position." And being a good religious and a good Catholic man, he followed along with what his superior told him, accepted that position of the Bishop of Valencia, where he would continue to work for the rest of his life. All throughout his life, even starting when he was very young, he was known not only for his intelligence and for his preaching later on in life, but he was most known for his generosity, his willingness to give alms, especially to the poor. And his charity was so great that he became known as a patron saint of almsgiving. When he became bishop, he was on his way to the new city that he was going to be in place of, and somebody gave him a very large donation because the house that he lived at, that he was going to live at there, was in very bad need of repairs, and was in very bad need of new furniture. Well, St. Thomas would have none of it, and so he took that money, and on the way, before he even arrived at the house, he had given it all away to the local hospitals there, which also were in need of donations, saying that our Lord would be better served with the money being spent on the poor in the hospitals than on any kind of furniture. And then he said afterwards, "Besides, what do I need furniture for? I'm just a simple monk." And so he arrived there and continued this constant giving of everything that he had to serve the poor. At one point in time, he even sold his own mattress to be able to give a little bit of extra money to the poor. He never, ever even replaced the habit that he wore for his own clothes, the robe that he wore as a religious. He never even replaced it. Instead, he had the same robe that he had when he first entered the Augustinians, and he would mend it himself when it would get rips or tears or dirty, whatever. He would put patches on it himself all the way for his whole entire life. So many people would come to him for alms, and they'd be waiting at the door, and he'd be giving out money and food and whatever he could to help people constantly. And so many people were coming that some of the people that were friends of St. Thomas, they started to tell him and warn him, "You know, I think that some of these people are abusing your generosity, Your Excellency. I think that some of them are going back in the end of the line to get more gifts. And some of them aren't really poor. And some of them aren't really working. And that they could get jobs to provide for their families, but they don't because they're lazy. And St. Thomas said that he wouldn't concern himself with that. He said it wasn't his job to figure that out. To figure out and catch people stealing from him was the job of the police. And his job as a priest and a religious was to give alms to the people that came to his door. And so he just continued on doing exactly as he did all the way until he died in 1555. His last words being, "Into thy hands, Lord, I commend my spirit." And with his last will, he left every penny that he had to the poor to whom he was most devoted. Now, children, that ties in very well with today as well, as we have the Purple Mass. It's an Ember Day. An Ember Day is a day of penance. An Ember Day is a day that we do little sacrifices to please God. Remember, in your catechism, it tells you that prayer is the lifting up of your heart, mind, and souls to God. Well, when we do penance, we lift our heart, minds, and souls up to God, but we join with it our bodies as well as a little sacrifice. And there are many ways to do it. The church tells us that we have to abstain from meat except for the main meal today. And for those of us who are a little older, we have to fast during the day. But there are many ways that you too can do acts of penance. And one great way is that of giving alms. It's something that you should always remember, that own generosity of what you have. Even as young children, it's good to get in the practice of it now. Maybe you get a little bit of a gift from somebody for your birthday, or maybe you get a little allowance for doing some chores well, or whatever. If you get a little bit of money, don't forget to give a part of it back to God. How can you do that? You can put a little in the donation basket, or maybe if you had enough of it to give, you could have a mass said for somebody that you care about or an intention that you have. Or maybe you come and you put it in the St. Anthony slot that we give to poor people. Or even enough to just light a candle. But always thinking that anytime I get something, it came to me as a gift from God, I should always give at least a little bit back to Him. And when we do that, when we make little sacrifices like that, God's so happy with us. And He gives us many blessings and many merits and many graces for it. And those intentions that we have in our charity, He sees the sacrifice and He hears our prayer of intentions when we give alms to the poor. And so always remember that your whole life long, the importance of charity and generosity and the great act of giving donations to those most in need. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.